Good morning, everyone. My name is Maithili Dandige. I'm a program manager with the Office 365 Groups team.
And hi, my name is Krish Galley. I'm also a program manager in the Office 365 Groups team.
Let me start by saying something that all of you know. We all like top 10 lists, right? Top 10 books that make you smarter, or top 10 reasons I should start to do green juicing. I'm not yet convinced I should do that. What's great about these top 10 lists is that they are gems of knowledge. In a very short amount of time, they provide you with the right information you need to make a choice on a product or idea. That's our goal today. We want to leave you with our top 10 list of why you should use Office 365 Groups to communicate and collaborate in your organization. So let's get started. The first reason to use Office 365 Groups is that it brings together the tools you need to communicate and collaborate in one single place. Let me start by showing you the group's experience in the Outlook Web Access. Krish and I are product managers, and we've been working on the product launch team for our project, and we've created a group. What Groups does is that it's built as part of the intelligent fabric of Office 365. When you create the group, the single identity and membership is shared across all the resources for that project. So when I create the group, which is the product launch, I can see all my conversations, files, shared calendar, and team note. And what's great is because the permissions are shared, any member just gets simple access to it. What's even better, and why Groups is even better than anything that we've built so far in Outlook, is that it works seamlessly with your inbox experience. All the important notifications for my product launch group are something that I receive sitting in my inbox day in, and I can stay on top of that with the unseen count notifications that I get. So side-by-side experience that makes no context switching and keeps me productive. One of the cool things about Groups is it gives you the flexibility and control. What that means is that depending on your level of engagement with the project at any given time, you can choose what notifications you want to receive in your inbox or turn them down and consume them right within the shared space. So that's why it's a great feature. Over to you, Krish.
Thank you. Sorry. All right. So. Now I'm going to talk about how you can be productive on the go. Guys, let's face it. Today, more than ever, especially in a competitive marketplace, we need to be connected at all times. And Office 365 Groups, with that vision in mind, we launched our mobile products about a year back. And since then, we've been adding functionality based on user feedback and also improving the speed and reliability of our apps across the three platforms, Windows, iOS, and Android. And top of all, I'm super excited to announce that we just recently, a few days back, launched our app for iPad. So that's available now publicly worldwide. And I recommend if you're already using Groups to go try it out. I'm going to show you just exactly how the iPad experience looks like. All right. So when you open the app, the first thing that users will realize is that it's a beautiful app built natively for the iPad real estate. I can also have complete control in terms of which groups I want to stay on top of and the activity that I want to follow with a simple swipe and adding a specific group to my list of favorites. Now that product launch is a hot group and I need to stay on top of all activities going on in product launch, I just made that one of my favorite groups, so it's in the section above, and I can always follow on all activities that's going on in my group. I can also view conversations, files, calendar, as well as have links to my group OneNote right from this app. And one of the cool things that we also are benefiting from the native iOS experience in iPad is the side-by-side view that iOS allows us to build. So in this case, Zrinka has asked me if we can move the NYC launch event from 10.3 to 10.9 because our partners are not quite convinced. So by the side-by-side mode, I can stay productive with this iPad experience. Over to you, Maithili. Can we switch back to the PC, please?
All right, moving on. You saw that when I launched Outlook Web Access, I was consuming groups in that experience. Chris chose to be productive on the go with his iPad. What's great about Outlook Groups is that we tailor the experiences across all devices and platforms for Outlook. My favorite application is Outlook Desktop, and as you can see, my experiences show up right there. I tend to use it day in and day out. One of the biggest goals with groups is that we want you to be productive at all times. What this means is that we take your group settings, things like your favorites, they roam across all the devices, and we tailor the experiences to every endpoint so that your learning curve is really minimum. So give it a try. One of the things that we want to also announce is that we are very excited to share that we are working on one of the biggest requests that we've had for bringing Outlook group experiences to Mac desktop. So look forward to that. Over to you, Krish.
Thanks, Maithili. It's no secret that for a group to achieve its goals, all the team members need to be in sync at all times. And with the power of a shared calendar with Office and Outlook, we provide you. Wow.
We are very excited.
I didn't do anything. Even the speakers are very excited. Okay, so what you're seeing here is my shared my calendar, and I've added a couple of groups that I need to stay on top of side by side in my calendar experience. So with a quick view, I can easily tell what is going on with my groups at any time. So I can see that there are a couple of people, I'm out of office on Friday, and also a few other people are out of office on Friday, so not much work is going to get done. And also that there's a launch change that's happening today, which I won't be able to attend because I'm here. So with a quick move, I can easily change this meeting to another day. Right? So imagine the experience that we're providing with a shared calendar. Anyone in the group is now able to edit the group calendar without having to go back to the organizer of that meeting, and if he or she is out of office, then struggle within our team members to figure out how we can change a meeting invite at any time based on changes that happen with a group. So that's shared calendar, and I hope you guys can try it out and give us feedback on it. Over to you, Maithili.
All right, the next favorite feature, this is my favorite feature, is about file collaboration in groups. And what our promise is that we really simplify the access to all shared documents. What I mean by this is, imagine a file you've shared with the team, whether it's an attachment or a picture or a cloud document. How many times have you been in a place where you're looking for the document and you can't find it? What we've done with Office 365 groups is every document you share with the group is now uploaded directly to the group's shared document library. So let me show you that experience. I click on my files from my header, and what I see is, all right, should work. Okay. This. Never mind. All right. I see all the files shared in one single place. And what's even better is, as soon as you add a member, he has access to all of this content without even thinking about it. Another powerful functionality that I want to talk about is that we've now added the capability to add a team site for a group. So whether you're a small business or a large organization, if you want a front-facing site for your group to talk about your product launch or your content, you can do that. So here, as you can see, this is our team site. I've added some top documents as well as a SharePoint list for product slogans. I can get my team members to vote on the slogan that we want to launch for our product. And you can also add things like wikis and so on. So simplify your work and try out these file collaboration experiences because they are awesome. Over to you, Krish. Personal search, yes.
I will get we'll to cover. That. So I'll get to that in a moment. All right. thank you. So the power of groups doesn't need to stop with all the amazing experiences just we build and ship. What is very important to realize is that groups is coming with a set of powerful APIs and is a platform for a bunch of first-party and third-party applications. There are some of the examples of first-party applications that you may know about are Planner, Power BI, and Dynamics CRM. And we also have a lot of partners building powerful solutions on top of the group REST APIs that we provide to the public. Let me show you a quick preview of what Planner experience looks like. The first thing to realize is that a plan is a group. A group is a plan. When I create a group anywhere in the Office 365 ecosystem, I create a plan corresponding to that group. So all members of that group now have access to the same plan that gets created in Planner. So I can track all the tasks and activities just by creating that one group. In this example, I'm also going to go into project launch. I'm going to look at what's happening, all the activities that are happening in the product launch group. And I can complete or comment or do all my task activities right here. And the best part of this feature is that due to the interconnected apps, anytime I go update things in Planner, all my group members get a notification in that group saying that an update has happened. So you can stay in sync with all the tasks and activities that a group kind of brings together through a shared plan. What do you might think?
We're very excited to announce a couple of weeks back the feature we call as guest access. You can now invite up to 2.9 billion email addresses, which is the world's largest social network, as we say. Bring anyone from outside your organization to collaborate with groups. Single-handedly breaking all the collaboration barriers and enabling all the business workflows that you need. And it's delightful and simple. Let me show you the experience. So going back to, there's a group that we've created called as Marketing Campaigns, because this is the group that we're using to communicate with our external audience, as well as work for the product launch. Mindy Cummins, who is our rep, who's a vendor, we want to invite her to this group. So what I can do is I can go to the Members tab. I can click on Add Members. I'm going to add Mindy. So she uses a Gmail address. It shows me instantly that she's a guest. She's external to my organization. So I add her. And I save. Almost there. All right. As you can see, Mindy now shows up as a member of the group, just with the rest of the members. One of the important things about guest access is that when we create the group, we want to also inform the rest of the team members that we've added somebody external, so that when they start communicating, they need to know if they're starting to share sensitive material or so on. So we add the right visual cues, like the globe, to all the experiences. When I go to start a new conversation with the group, I see a tooltip that lets me know that there are recipients who are outside of my organization. And we give IT the controls to manage this as well, per group level. Let's take a look at Mindy's experience. All right, so what Mindy would get is a welcome email to the group. And as part of the welcome email, she can now start to receive all the communications from that group in her choice of email client. She can also get access to all the files and start communicating with the group. If you're more interested in the guest access experience, we have a deep dive session tomorrow that I would highly recommend you guys to attend. Over to you, Krish.
Let me talk to you now about a stunning feature that we support in Office 365 Groups, Experience, and Outlook. We all get a ton of information that we have to triage on a daily basis. And it's getting harder and harder to stay on top of information and sifting through things that need our attention versus all the others that are FYI, for your information, kind of messages. One of the cool features that we have right now is that you can at mention somebody right from your group's experience without leaving your context. So in this example, I get a mail from Zynka saying that we're changing the product launch date in New York from 10/3 to 10/9. And my manager, who's not part of this group, I need to make sure he's up to date about this important change. I can do that by simply at mentioning my manager. And not only is he going to get this message right in his inbox, which he might get to seeing this message faster, he also gets notified through our notification center. So regardless of where he is, whether he's on a mobile device or in front of his laptop, he also gets alerted through the notification center. That's not all. If I want to make sure everyone in this group is also paying attention to this time-sensitive information, I can quickly do that by broadcasting this message to everyone in this group. So the experience that a single person gets, now every team member in this group will also be getting. There you go. Over to you, Maithili.
All right. Next, I want to talk about Office 365 connectors. At the Build conference a couple of months back, we spoke about how you can, today's world, there's no business workflow that's, everybody has to connect to services that are outside their organization, third-party services to get their work done. You might be using Twitter or Trello or Zendesk for your support scenarios. And what we allow you to do is connect these third-party services within your Outlook experience and avoid any context switching. Get all of the experience going and work getting done. So if I go back to the marketing campaigns group, when Mindy, one of the things that Mindy uses is Twitter. She's starting to get a feel of starting to send a pulse out for a product in the, and we want to take a look at all of these sitting right here. What you can do is you can go to the connectors experience. And let me show you something. So when I configured the connector experience, it's a very, very simple scenario. You can follow any person or even a specific hashtag so that you can control the kind of information that you want from those services into your experience. So what we are following is Ignite product launch at Atlanta. And as you can start to see, Mindy is starting to tweet about this. And we can get all the tweets in Outlook. One of the cool features that we are working on and very close to release is what we call as the ability to update these cards right from within Outlook so that I don't have to go to the other experience. So Mindy is a big fan of Wunderlist, because she tends to use that to track all her activities because she's working with a lot of other folks and she likes to get those notifications on her phone. So Mindy just assigned this task to me for legal sign-off. What I can do is, I know legal is gonna take time, so I can update and tell her that I'm not going to get to it till next week. I can add a comment. I can post it, okay. And when I'm done, I can even mark this task completed. For me, the experience did not change at all. I didn't have to leave Outlook. For Mindy, what's even better is she gets the notifications on her mobile app for Wunderlist. And so we keep going, we both are in the flow. Give it a try and let us know if you're more interested. There's another session on this tomorrow. Well, I'll let you know.
All right. Finally, I want to talk about how Office 365 Groups brings together the vision of an open and connected enterprise. Let me show you what I mean. Information in enterprises today is doubling year over year. And we all know how hard it is to find either the people who know or have a specific knowledge, or find content that somebody else may have created so I can reuse that content to be productive and get my tasks done quicker. With Office 365 Groups, now I have the ability to not only search through the list of groups that I am part of. In this example, I'm going to select all my groups so I don't have to know or remember which group specifically is having a specific content that I'm looking for. I can also, from the last mail that Zrinka sent, I know that I need to connect with somebody who knows someone at Fluid Inc., who's our partner. So I can search for Fluid Inc. and search across my public groups. Sorry that our Wi-Fi is slow and it's taking some time. But when it comes up, what it's going to show is that anyone who posted content about that specific topic or keyword across my organization, I'll be able to find that person and be able to connect with the partner, in this case, who I'm trying to form a relationship with. So Office 365 Groups really connects that content and people together inside your organization without reinventing the wheel. And for your question about how can I get the same group search experience from my inbox, it's on our roadmap, and you should be seeing that sometime soon. We'll get to that later. All right, so that's it, folks. I hope that we gave you a number of compelling information and reasons why you need to go start using Office 365 Groups today if you don't do it already. Or if you are already using Office 365 Groups, help your users achieve more through some of the new tools and capabilities that we are launching soon. So I hope that you can get to all our sessions to learn more. There's a slide not there. Sorry, I don't have the slide here. But then we have a ton of groups-related sessions happening today, tomorrow, and day after that I hope you'll learn more about groups. And we'll be at the Office 365 Groups booth. So please stop by there, and we'll be able to answer all your questions as well. So thanks for stopping by.